seeing Eric Jordan's troller, the I Gotta, rise out of the water on the new travel lift with the words City of Sitka painted across the massive upper beam was an impressive sight for the few people who endured the wind and the rain to see it. Although it was just a demo to test the slings and the I Gotta was lowered back into the water not much later, it was still the first. Unfortunately, the board of the Gary Paxton Industrial Park was inconveniently stuck in their advertised meeting back in town and didn't get to watch. Park Director Gary White filled them in on the play-by-play. The grouting to secure the piles that support the travel lift pier had just cured that morning after a long wait for warmer weather. For White, it was a good day, but one he hoped had arrived sooner.
Things are moving along. I wish they were moving faster, but, you know, in one of the public meetings I said, let's try to get this right instead of fast. And so we're at the last few minutes here. The good news is construction's done, the machine's here. And once we get this operating agreement finalized, hopefully the pricing comes down to where some folks are a little bit happier.
The operating agreement is being finalized with Kodiak-based Highmark Marine, who won the bid to manage the new facility. But other than the travel lift, there's nothing to operate yet. Still missing is a permanent washdown pad where boats will be sprayed with high-pressure hoses after they come out of the ocean. White said rebar for the concrete would not be available, delaying the pad possibly for months. In the following exchange, board member Lauren Howard asked White if that timeline could be refined.
I know you don't have a number, but like before we said maybe June, so now we're thinking September? Like you say months for the rebar, that's very ambiguous, like 2 months, 5 months.
Well, it depends on how we can get through the appropriations to get the funding to get the rates lowered and then finalize the contract with Highmark. I'm assuming that's going to take a couple months. They told us from the time we pulled the trigger on the washdown until we get it constructed is 3 months. We're hoping that's going to happen faster. So I'm thinking August. I'm hoping.
I've had a lot of people call and ask when they can start scheduling. And I'm like, oh, I don't know, June, July. So it's just a reference point of where they can think. Because a lot of people are planning. They're trying to plan when they're going to haul their boats.
Yeah.
They want to haul here. So they want to have an idea of what they should be planning for.
White asked board members to consider the option of spending $15,000 on a contract to install a temporary washdown pad or to wait and spend the money on permanent upland improvements. Among the audience members attending the meeting was Cooper Curtis, the CEO of Highmark. He had been in meetings earlier in the day to work out a plan that would lower the proposed rates to haul out boats and park them in the yard when it's completed. Curtis said the meeting had been productive, and while he couldn't disclose the strategy they had discussed, he said, it's a good improvement. It will simplify the process, reduce the cost, which is what we're all looking to do. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.